This week, we've been sharing what we call radio gifts. These are snippets of sound and stories from across the nation and around the world brought to us by NPR reporters. Today's comes from our environment correspondent, John Nielsen, and he sent us this bit of audio. John, what is this sound?
That's the sound of a couple of thousand elephant seals, northern elephant seals, at Año Nuevo State Park near Santa Cruz in California, surrounding me and saying something like, "Dude, off my beach."
And what, pray tell, were you doing there with all of these elephant seals?
Well, I was with a bunch of researchers from the University of California at Santa Cruz, and they were trying to isolate a particular elephant seal and put a bunch of tracking gizmos on it and then have it head out into the Pacific, where elephant seals are incredible long-distance swimmers, and see what it does and use that information to maybe learn something more about climate change and the effect on the oceans. But, you know, while they were trying to herd these elephant seals, I kept getting surrounded by half-ton furry waterbeds with teeth at one end, is how it seemed to me. It was a little spooky.
It sounds a little bit frightening, and I can't imagine that sound would help. How do you react to, you know, a 1,000-pound elephant seal making that kind of noise at you?
A high-pitched shriek that you hope doesn't get on the radio is one response. You're supposed to, you know, lean forward and be taller and show dominance, but I just kept backing up, and that just kept resulting in me getting snuck up on from behind out of a very dense fog. It was a completely surreal moment. It was wonderful. And I ended up admiring these guys. They're sort of the Homer Simpsons of the elephant seal or of the marine mammal world when they're on land. But out to sea, they do things that you can't believe. They dive to 2,000 feet. They swim halfway to Japan. And when they're on the beach, they really look like a bunch of good-for-nothing, big, fat bums who need T-shirts and big-screen TVs. And that's about it. But that's what they're supposed to do on the beach, is just sit there and molt. So you can't really hold it against them, I'm told.
John, you mentioned that out of all these Homer Simpsons that they were looking for one female, maybe the Marge of the bunch, to put this tracking device on. How do you isolate this one female seal?
Well, the researchers knew what to do. I don't know how you do it. They kind of acted like human border collies and sort of split her off, and then they hit her with a knockout dart, and then they put a whole bunch of different tracking devices onto her head and into her belly, things that will, you know, bounce off satellites and tell people in real time how deep the seal is, exactly where the seal is, what the seal is eating, presumably, and they were successful in doing that. Afterwards, this seal flopped out into the Pacific, where she's been ever since. And last I heard, she was halfway to Japan, diving to 2,000 feet and eating like crazy and apparently having a great time. And I want to wish her Happy New Year.
Which is what I believe Año Nuevo means. So that seems very fitting that that's where you met her.
I had forgotten that.
Yeah. So Happy New Year to that little elephant seal, wherever she might be. And Happy New Year to you, John Nielsen.
Oh, well, thank you. And ditto.
NPR environment correspondent John Nielsen.